The following is an interview with Eric Gingras, president of the Centrale des Syndicats de Québec, one of the province's largest trade unions. He was in Maniwaki on Thursday, October 5th, for a meeting with delegates from the union representing teachers in Pontiac's French language schools. Could you, talk a little bit about why you're in Maniwaki here today?
We were invited by the union here, which is Le Syndicat du Personnel de l'Enseignant des Hautes-Rivières. And of course, we'll be talking about the negotiation with the government. Everybody around Quebec are expecting to have a mandate on probably a strike, maybe, that's going to be coming in the next weeks, months. Of course, if Sonia Labelle is not answering our call in order to discuss and have real negotiation at the table.
And you could also talk a little bit about the importance of Teachers' Day, which is the Jour d'Enseignant today.
Yeah, of course. I mean, today it's one of those days that we acknowledge all the work that's been done by teachers around Quebec and, of course, in Maniwaki. We know that the classes are it's hard. The class composition, the overload. We know that it's not easy to be a teacher in 2023. Lots of violence in schools, in classes. So it's one of those days that it's important to point out all the work that they do every day, and it's actually today, but we hope that people are actually thinking about all the work they do every day in all the class, in all the year, all year long.
And do teachers make up a large proportion or a majority of your union or your the CSQ there?
It's around 50%. Mm-hmm. The other 50%, it's other workers in the school system, support staff, professionals, and of course we have people in CGIPs, and of course we got even nurses too.
And can you talk a little bit about Maniwaki and the region I'm from here, Pontiac? They're a little different than some of maybe the other regions. It's a rural area and is also near the bottom of Quebec's socioeconomic index there as well. Could you talk a little bit about the specific challenges faced by teachers in these regions specifically?
Well, there's two main things. Of course, it's about the class composition. There is a staff shortage. So we need lots of help from professionals, from support staff, and there is a shortage of that. And the thing is, and that's the second thing, it's close to the Ontario border, and it's hard to attract people with the salaries, with the working condition that we have here. So it's always complex to know that to find people, and even if it's a different region than Montreal or Quebec City or other places, there's actually a different way to attract people, because we know that better salaries, better working conditions that we find elsewhere may attract more people here in the Pontiac, like you said, and in Maniwaki.
And just to talk about a little bit the Law 23 there as well, or Bill 23 in English there, you talk a little bit about its impact on the reality within schools.
Actually, the problem is, it's like there won't be enough impact in schools with that bill. And that's the problem. It's another thing when you talk about structures, when you talk about stuff that won't really have an impact in school classes. And that's the problem. It's another way that the government find to say that he prioritize education. But then again, it's not, it won't have any impact, because it's about other things that people don't really care about. When you're a teacher, when you're support staff, and you're in a class, they're all saying to Minister Drainville, I mean, there's other things that you should take care of, like the negotiation, like having better working condition, than having a bill that's going to talk about other stuff that are not what he should prioritize right now.
The deadline for strike votes of the smaller unions that make up the CSQ there, could you talk, that's October 13th. How has that gone? I know the SFAIR, it was well over 90% there. What's the situation been like for the rest of the unions within your...
Well, actually, right now, of course, we're expecting more votes to be taken in the next 10 days. But right now, what happened at the SFAIR is it happening everywhere, and it's way over 90%. And we expected to have a big numbers when it comes to the voting, but we're actually amazed how people now have very high expectations, and it when they come to vote, that's what they're saying. They're saying, we're ready for anything. We're ready to strike. We're ready to have it never happened in the last 50 years in all around Quebec to have that kind of a possible general strike for over 400,000 people, teachers, but support staff everywhere. And that's what they're saying right now. And it's everywhere that's happening and that have the same number. So we're hoping to have a clear voting at the end of the voting in the middle of October.
And just to jump right off that and wrap up here, what do you see as the next steps? I know it's hard to say what the government's going to do, but how do you see it playing out after October 13th there?
Well, we actually heard Mrs. LaBelle, announcing publicly that they're ready to have a significant movement at the table. We're expecting it. We hope to see it. But it's not the first time that we hear the President du Conseil du Trésor talking about doing something at the table. She was saying back in May that she wanted to close the negotiation by the end of the school year. And now we're in October and we're still talking about it. So we'll be waiting what she's going to do. If she makes significant movement, we'll see what we're going to do. And we hope to settle everything. We hope to have a deal on the table the fastest as possible. But then again, we'll see, and we'll be able to know if we have to go on strike. But that's not what we want.